experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're doing a Facebook Live today. Had no intentions of doing it. As you can see from my hair, I trained this morning, came straight to work from the gym, as I always do. Tim Bruce is going to join me in just a second. He's actually getting seated, and we're going to turn his camera on in just a moment. Rob Regish needed the day off, and I didn't want to not do a show, and so I decided to have Tim come on with me. Hey, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we're going to just kind of shoot the breeze a little bit. There's a lot going on at the show I want to talk about. And also, if you are listening live or watching on Facebook Live, which I doubt many people are going to join us on Facebook because I didn't really make a big deal about today's show. So I don't think a lot of people are going to be here with us. But if you are, feel free to ask questions. I'm happy to answer them. I want to start out talking about the ass that I am. Keith Allen. Hey, Keith, man. I haven't seen Keith in years. I think last time I saw Keith was at the Olympia in Las Vegas many, many years ago. How you doing, Keith? Nice to see you. Dr. C, you know, I've been sending Dr. C's pictures of my foot every day when I unwrap it and rewrap it. I have to put my own. Hey, Khalid, how you doing? Khalid is in Algeria, listening and live, watching live from Algeria. How you doing, Khalid? It looks like my big toe is making a twist that it's not supposed to make right now. And he thinks that I'm just being too aggressive with the foot. You know, I'm walking on it already in the boot. But nonetheless, originally it was 6 to 8 weeks before I was even going to put weight on it. And I am walking on it. I'm training legs. I'm not doing any type of weight-bearing movements. But I'm doing lots of leg curls, leg extensions, hip adductors and stuff like that. But I may have to go back to crutches for a little while. I'll find out later today, which kind of sucks. I tend to be an overdoer. Elisa will tell you that I don't do anything, gently. I don't do anything to the minimum. I do everything to the maximum. So I bet I have pushed the foot a little further than it was supposed to go too soon.
I think from just what you've been telling me, for sure, you've been pushing it, but that's kind of the nature of what all of us do.
I mean, I'm going up and down stairs like a regular, you know, boot, foot, boot, foot. I mean, you know, I'm going up and down stairs that way. I'm putting weight on the front of the foot, but it's in the boot. It's restricted from any movement. And I thought I was fine, but maybe I'm not. So we'll find out. But that's okay. Doc is going to have me literally tape the toe and pull it back into position when I he's actually making a video for me now to show me how to tape the toe and pull it back into position for the next few weeks to while it heals.
Just hearing you say, I have to tape my toe and pull it back into position.
After surgery, the foot is not formed yet, right? It has to go back to where it belongs. So that's what's happening here. What's going on with you, Tim? You went to Mexico. How was that?
We went on a family vacation. We went to actually Mazatlan, Mexico. And until we went there the first time, I never even heard about Mazatlan. Didn't even know it existed. Beautiful place, great weather every day. I mean, we're all from the Midwest. So when you leave the Midwest and go anywhere sunny, you feel like you're in a different world.
You lose your mind, right? You lose your mind.
Well, you go crazy the first couple of days. Nobody sleeps. You stay outside way too long. I mean, you could literally jump into a bucket of bullfrog 1000 sunblock. It's not going to save you when you're this white, that hot. It's not going to happen. We had a blast.
We had an absolute blast. Of course, there was no alcohol consumption, right?
Well, between the hours of about 3 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., there was no alcohol consumed.
All the other hours.
Yeah. Right after breakfast, all bets were off.
That's hilarious.
And it's the norm. When you're on these resorts, these all-inclusive resorts, I mean, it's the norm. People take advantage of it. But to stay true to the superhuman nation, I did get 4 workouts in a week.
Did you take your X3 bar?
No, I didn't, because we overpacked.
Yeah.
We overpacked. That's the new thing with, you know, when you're talking, it's not new, but what I've noticed, and I'm sure other people have too, that are noticing with airlines, they're making it harder and harder to get your bags with you. Yeah, the weight restrictions are lower. Depending on what airline you're on, they want to charge and upcharge you for extra bags. Yeah. You're gone for a week with kids. You need everything with the kitchen sink. Now, I could have taken probably a large duffel bag, but when you got wife and kids, that's not going to happen. But I did use the X3 bar at home before we left.
I'm leaving for California tomorrow morning. I'm taking it with me so I can train in my room.
Oh, I recommend it. I recommend anybody out there that's listening to us today or who's going to download this podcast and listen to it, use the X3 bar. I mean, this is just from somebody who is 43 years old. I tore a pec. I've had the proverbial numbers. I've hit the 500-pound deadlift. I've had a 400-pound squat. I've done a 300-pound raw bench press. This thing's for real.
Yeah.
I've got a brother-in-law who's training really hard right now, has had a tremendous weight loss in his life. And he asked me point blank on vacation. He's like, is this thing for real? Is this just, because he's known I've been in sales my whole life. Are you guys just selling something? I said, man, would you know me to use something to subtract real workouts with barbells and dumbbells and use this thing? He's like, well, no, you would never do that. You're too hardcore. I said, I don't even know what hardcore means. It just means something to me. You know, I'm not going to cheat myself in my own house. Why would I do that?
Right.
You know, right. And I know you wouldn't either. But
no, it's a great device. And because you can do so many different things, there's a lot of products out there you could do one thing with. You know what I mean? But the X3 bar, you can squat, you can deadlift, you can back row, you can shoulder press, you can bench press. In fact, guess what I experimented with? And I'm going to use it. I'm going to make a video of this. You can do push-ups with it.
Why not?
You put your hands on the platform. You double wrap the bands, you put the bar across your back, and you do push-ups, and you're basically doing push-ups with added resistance.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant exercise. Yeah. Anytime you can move your body through space, I think you have the potential to build more muscle, to be a better functioning human, because that's what I talk about more now with any of the private clients I have in personal training, to just family members. I mean, we're past that point where I'm thinking about pure bodybuilding. Those days those days are over. I still want to look great naked, but those days of the bodybuilding side, I'm not really focusing on. I'm more about how do I function better as a human?
Right.
You know, how do I get to your age to look as good as you do?
Please.
To be as strong as you are. So I have to think twice because I was the proverbial grunt. I was that kid that would go in there. 2 warm-up sets were I did 3 push-ups. You'd lay on the flat bench, put 135 on. That's pretty light. Okay, let's up the weight.
Right.
Those days are gone. But I got asked the other day, like, is this thing a real barbell? And this is a real barbell. This is the X3 barbell. The ends, if you wanted to, you can screw the ends off. I was asked that the other day for travel. How does this thing, you know, what can you do with this thing to take it apart? I'm like, the end cap screws off.
Yeah.
But this thing's a legitimate barbell.
It's a barbell. It just doesn't use plates.
Right. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And everyone's asking, I saw this online quite a bit. I got asked this question too this week already by 2 guys in our audience. They're like, how thick are the bands? I know we had Dr. John Jacquish on. He did a great job explaining it, but these are real bands. Look how thick they are.
Yeah.
And this is the one down from the heaviest band.
Right.
Now, the newer models that are coming out, which we've been told because of all the people that have already purchased them, they're all in a gray color, different levels of gray.
I have those.
You got those too?
Mine go from black to different shades of gray to white.
Yeah, Dr. John made that point clear that they were going to get rid of the color patterns because
it was confusing.
Well, it's confusing and it costs a little bit more than staying with a simple gray-black tone.
Yeah.
But I'm using this thing for everything. I'm having a blast. I mean, I'm still training weights. I'm still doing real deadlifts and real squats with barbells and dumbbells. But I'm adding in this exercise implement to do something different with it.
Which brings me to this next discussion. Coach Rob Regish has a question that he's going to answer on his next show, but I want to go ahead and talk about it now anyway. Somebody sent in a question, you know, can you build your legs without squats? And that's not something I sought out to do. I sought out to just maintain the musculature of my legs as my foot heals, and I can't load. So I can't squat. I can't deadlift right now.
Right. No spinal loading whatsoever.
And no loading of the foot, you know, any more than just walking right now. And I'm telling you something. My pants fit tighter in my quads now than they did before the surgery. My legs have grown, but I'm doing very high volume stuff. Like today, I did 10 sets of leg extensions, 20 reps with 60 pounds. Then I went up to 140 pounds and did another 8 sets. And I hovered around between 15 and 17 reps. And
that's a lot.
Well, I know. And, you know, and I can feel my legs swelling with every single set. And then I did leg curls. I did the same kind of a thing with leg curls, a lighter weight, 20 to 26 reps. Went all the way down to the entire stack and kept it at somewhere between 15 and 18 reps and failed on most of those. You know, it took me an hour to do my leg workout today, and there was no vertical loading of the spine. There was no pulling heavy weight. And my friggin' quads are so full right now, much fuller than had I gone in and squatted and leg pressed and everything else. So can you – do you have to squat to build your legs? Absolutely not. Is there a value to the squat? Yeah, definitely.
For sure, especially from an athletic performance standpoint. And I love the fact that you're looking at this from such a deep point of view, because you're like, well, I can't squat right now, can't leg press, can't put any load on that foot. So you've got to find alternate ways to make muscle growth happen, to legitimately go, okay, I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to just stay where I am. How do I grow? And you're digging deep into that bag of tricks to go, what else can I do?
It's you know, this comes back to volume, right? You can make up a lot by doing more volume. That's the bottom line, you know. And you got to squeeze it out. You know, I'm very conscious about completely locking out the knee and squeezing that quad at the top. I mean, it's not like I'm holding it for 1 second, but I complete the movement before I start moving back down again. And I watch my quads. It's like, I mean, they were so full that I had a hard time walking for a couple minutes. You know, I had to get the blood back out of them. And that's telling me something is working. I predict that my quads will be bigger and ultimately stronger after this whole foot thing is done. I mean, I'm not going to lose anything. I'm going to gain something.
I can't see why not. I mean, I think there's a lot of dogma attached and a lot of bro science attached. That's a favorite term today, you know, bro science term. You have to. Like, you're training, if it's not a squat and it's not a heavy hinge, then it's garbage. It's useless. There are a group of trainers right now that have gone away from the machine era, where it was a pure bodybuilding scenario, where people were going, everything was machine. People went machine crazy. And if you went into a World's Gym or a Gold's Gym, you saw literally acres of machines. To where when the CrossFit revolution happened, people went back to barbells and dumbbells.
Right.
Specifically Olympic lifting, and that's a whole nother bag of worms.
Right. Well, most people who do Olympic lifting today use very improper form, and they're just putting themselves in harm's way.
I love everything about CrossFit except for the actual CrossFit training. I love everything about it except for the actual high rep, exhausted clean and jerks and snatches. It makes me cringe. As somebody who's trained and has had as many shoulder injuries as I've had, I cringe seeing a housewife, a 40-year-old housewife who's never trained, who's now in a CrossFit gym trying to do a clean and jerk, and I'm going, why in the world would that be an exercise you're teaching them how to do? And then why are you doing them for high reps? I don't know an Olympic lifting coach worth their salt who thinks 20-rep clean and jerks after several sets of 600-yard wind sprints is a good idea.
Right, right. Right. You don't unless you're looking to and this is the complete antithesis of what Coach Nate Morrison talks about, you know, right. Staying in that lower zone for longer periods of time is actually more beneficial to the body and builds greater strength and muscular endurance than trying to figure out better ways to completely crush yourself.
Right, that is definitely a theme today. I've put a few clients through a couple training sessions, and they'd been from a CrossFit gym, so they were used to just being absolutely pummeled into oblivion, where they left there so exhausted they couldn't breathe. And I said, "Well, what is our goal today?" Is your goal to train for a CrossFit competition, or was your goal to get stronger and build some muscle? Because those are counterproductive. That's one end of the spectrum to another end of the spectrum. So they're so used. I hate to say brainwashed, but they grow up in this environment short term in their training career of being beaten to a pulp.
Right.
Like you said, where they have to be physically and mentally exhausted laying on the ground. They're like, well, that's not a good training session if I didn't do that.
Right. Right.
I said, well, that's depends on your goals. It's all goal related. I love anything that gets people off the couch into a gym. I'm for it. I'm your biggest cheerleader. If you can get people to get off their couch, to get out of their desk, and get on their 2 feet and make it to a gym, I'm your biggest fan.
Right.
I think I have no.
Well,
I have nothing.
You are a personal trainer, correct?
I've done it privately for a long time. Right. And no gyms working for anyone, but I've done it for almost 20 years.
Right. Right. And so you understand that the best workout is the one that someone will do over and over again consistently.
That is, Carl, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. I've pretty much deleted all the dogma from my anything I put together for anyone. I just want people to train. And I know that's all most trainers want people to do. I know that's all Rob Regish wants to do. That's all Nate Morrison wants. He wants people to be accountable for their actions and do something. So whatever that is, I'm for it.
Right.
But when it gets specific and people start talking about mixed messages, I hear that often. People don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. They want to be bigger. They want to be stronger. They want to be faster. They want to do kipping pull-ups. Why anyone would want to do a kipping anything is beyond me.
Right. Because they can't really do a pull-up that many times, so they cheat their way into doing a pull-up. Doing a dead hang pull-up is a pull-up.
Right, and it's one of the purest, truest forms of strength there is in the world today. Literally just jump up, grab a bar, pull yourself up. You don't need any equipment. You don't need any advice from a trainer. No one needs to show you how to do it. I tell everybody this. I get asked all the time, since you said pull-ups, I just answered this question this morning. Where's my grip supposed to be? You know, where's my grip? Where do I put my arms? What do I do with my hands? I said, if you were going to jump up on a ledge and pull yourself up to save your life, where would you put your hands?
Yeah.
That is what your body's going to go naturally. It's probably right inside shoulder width.
Right.
Shoulder width to right in this area here.
Right. And it's not going to be underhand.
Right. It's not going to be an ultra wide grip. Jump up, pull yourself up to save your life. Where are you going to put your hands?
Right.
And then with that perspective, anyone who's ever trained anyone gets asked all the time, where do you put your feet? How do you squat? How do you deadlift? I said, if you have to jump up to save your life, where do your feet go? Right. And I have them in front of me. Put your feet. Do it right now. Right. Act like you're going to jump.
Yeah.
Let's start there. I heard that from Dr. Fred Hatfield ages and ages and ages ago. The great Dr. Fred. It's terrible that the man passed away, but what a life that man lived. We could talk about him for an hour.
I want to take a break. I want to talk about somebody when we come back. There's a guy named Kirkland Warletti who is a big fan of the show who contacted me yesterday, and he's actually going to be working with Supreme Radio moving forward. I want to talk about him.
It's going to be great.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more to talk about. Lots going on here at the show. Lots of shows next week I want to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Follow my transformation on Facebook. You've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientific scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Headbanger music.
I've ever heard on a podcast, period.
That's Rammstein. I don't know who else. A bunch of artists. It's a great mashup. It really is.
It doesn't take much to get me fired up. We start talking about training and I'm off the hinges.
So I got a nice message yesterday on Facebook on the Superhuman Radio Network page. Hopefully everybody out in the audience has liked that page by now. From a guy named Kirkland Morletti, who was actually a listener guest on Rob Regish's show, the Blueprint Power Hour. He's a young guy. I believe he works in the school system. I think he's a school teacher. And trains hard. Guy is ripped to shreds. I mean, he really understands how to get his conditioning dialed in. And he messaged me and he said, hey, your name was mentioned on these podcasts. Like, this guy said this about you, and this guy said that, and it was all good. You know, and I don't hear about that. I don't know anything about that, right? I never hear that. I don't listen to anybody else's podcast because who has time? It's not that I don't like their podcast. I mean, you know, running a business, and I don't even listen to my own podcast.
Well, I know how busy you are, and you're busier than the one-legged man in the butt-kicking contest half the time.
Yeah. And I like to listen to more of my own podcast because I can critique myself and go, oh, I don't want to do that anymore, and I'll do this. But the reality is that there's just no time for that. And so I got this message from Kirkland, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. And so we started communicating, and I said, you know, he says, oh, yeah, I hear you. They mention you a lot on different podcasts all the time. I said, how would you like to help me become guests on those podcasts? And so we agreed upon an amount, and he is going to start reaching out to these podcasts and booking me as a guest on other people's shows. And hopefully he'll get so good at it that he can then start reaching out to mainstream, big audience type productions, TV and radio, and book me as guests on there as well.
I can't see why not, Carl. I mean, we've had multiple guests on the show that have brought your name up over and over again. from Ross Scala to Dr. Jeff to I can't list the number of people we've had on that tell you. And
uh-oh. Did we lose internet? Tim, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you froze for a second. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I agree with exactly what this gentleman said, because I've had multiple guests that have been on the show mention to me in text message or an email about a wealth of knowledge Carl has, and definitely you need to branch out and be on other people's podcasts as well. You got to get out there, man.
Well, it, like I said, so now we have somebody who's actually going to be looking into that for us. So that's going to be really good. So Mark Bell is going to be on the show next week as a result of this. You know Mark Bell, right?
Absolutely. Mark and his brother, Chris. What a great story they have from Chris's movies, Bigger, Stronger, Faster. He's actually got a movie that came that they're releasing about Kratom.
Yes. Yeah, I talked to him about that when I was at the Keto Summit in Tampa, Florida. He was actually there talking to people about keto, and he was also telling me that he's going to do this show about Kratom coming up soon.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, you and I both agree, and I think the entire Superhuman Radio audience agrees how important it is to have an alternative to the opioid epidemic that's raging through America today. I mean, it's terrible. And we all – you can't be in a room full of 10 people and not know someone. One of those 10 people for sure has not only been on opiates, or they have a family member that has been severely affected by this crisis. I mean, that's how – it's an epidemic.
I have a friend – that I grew up with that was in a horrible car accident. I mean, literally, he ruptured his aorta. The fact that he's not dead is amazing. They were able to save him. He lost, like, almost all his blood. But not only that, but he broke his pelvis. He broke his spine. And he's been stuck on opioids, and he hates it. He hates it. He hates it. He says, but what else can I do? He says, I can't live with the pain either. What do you do?
That's a horrible situation to be in. I wish there was a answer. I really do. And I know when we talk to people involved in that industry, they wish the same thing, that they had the answer. You know, they sincerely hope someday they find one. But we know there's alternatives that exist. It's whether or not you can get them legally in your state and you can be on them long term. There's a keto documentary out.
So Kirkland, who is the guy I was just talking about, Kirkland, I don't know if you heard me talking about you a couple minutes ago. I have a feeling you're just tuning in. But I just talked about how you let me know that people were talking about me on other podcasts and that you're coming aboard to work with Superhuman Radio to help me get on other people's show. In fact, while Mark Bell I've never interviewed, Chris Bell I did. When I used to do Off Topic for Dave Palumbo's RX Muscle website, we interviewed Chris Bell when he released his movie, Bigger, Stronger, Faster. And I'll have Mark Bell on next week. He actually reached out to me. So it's funny. So when Kirkland reached out to me and said, hey, your name was mentioned on Mark Bell's show by Ron Penna from Quest.
Right.
And so the day before, Mark Bell reached out to me on Instagram and said, hey, how you doing? I think I was on your show a long time ago. I'm not sure, but I'd love to come back on. And I was like, yeah, come on. So he's coming on. He's either coming on the 10th or the 11th. And I'll tell you who else is coming back on. This is really funny. I get people at least every week that message me on Instagram, Facebook, somewhere, and say, you need to have Dr. Sean Baker on. I'm like,
absolutely. You and I have talked about it. It's both of our feeds are blowing up with people telling us this guy needs to be on the show.
Yeah, but people don't realize this. He was on the show before he was on anybody's radar. He was on the show in April of 2017.
Before anybody.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2017. Yeah. April of 2017, he was on the show.
Yeah, he did not have that intense exposure. You and I talked about this. The carnivore diet is now, I know why there's a pushback to it as well, because it's growing so fast through social media. People are stepping back going, come on. It sounds insane. You can't just eat red meat. I can't wait. We need to have definitely Dr. Sean clarify his position. I don't believe he's saying you should only eat this forever.
He's trying to prove that if you ate nothing but red meat for some period of time, you would thrive, not just survive, but thrive. And I agree with him.
And he is. There's no question about it. The man, I mean, if there's one thing I can tell you that I've known from chasing Sean Baker around the internet, and corresponding them back and forth a little bit online has been that he's bold-faced honest. Like, when he's telling you he's eating ribeyes every day, he's only eating ribeyes every day.
Well,
matter of fact, talk about a product placement. Dun, dun, dun. I'd be remiss if I didn't put right here by ButcherBox.
Oh, man, I love them. Those are beautiful ribeyes.
Affiliates and sponsors that are coming on board right now. Man, Superhuman Radio Nation, check out ButcherBox. This is, I don't know if you guys can see this on the camera, but I know the podcasters that are going to download this can't see it. So I'll read it to you. This is a grass-fed beef ribeye steak, and it's not only grass-fed, it's grass-finished, and it's raised without any hormones or antibiotics ever. I've had how many meals have you had so far, Carl?
I got a pound of ground beef in my Hot Logic right now, cooking from ButcherBox.
I'm unthawing these ribeyes right now, and they're going back in the fridge. I've already had the ground beef. I've grilled up the ribeyes on my grill outside. This beef is phenomenal.
The chicken breasts are fantastic too. Elisa made a couple chicken breasts the other day. I made a couple chicken breasts in my Hot Logic. I showed them on the air because someone said, "Can you make chicken in a Hot Logic?"
Yeah, why not? I mean, just so everybody listening knows where to go, go to butcherbox.com/SHR or click on the links on superhumanradio.net and use the code SHR. You're going to get $10 off and free bacon. Who doesn't love bacon?
Yeah, come on, right?
I already ate it. My wife and I ate it immediately because my house is a bacon. We're carnivores, man. When ButcherBox reached out to us and we followed through on what we need to do with them, I was like, this is a home run.
We have a lot of people who live in food deserts where they just can't find this quality of meat. This is the solution, and you don't have to go driving across town for it. It comes to you. It's fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't think he's espousing that people eat nothing but meat. I just think he's trying to show that the demonization of meat is false. Because theoretically, red meat causes high cholesterol. Red meat causes atherosclerosis. Red meat causes cancer. Red meat causes colon cancer. Red meat. But meanwhile, he's eating nothing but red meat, and his lab works look fantastic. And he's got a movement. He has a website called N Equals Many, where other people have taken up the challenge, have gotten blood work, and are eating nothing but red meat, and their blood work looks great too. So what if anything, what I predict will come from his experiment is the demonization of red meat will now become discussed more with greater clarity. Like, okay, when we talk about red meat, we're not talking about good cuts of grass-fed, grass-finished beef. We're talking about hot dogs and Morningstar bacon, you know, with extra chemicals in it and all that sort of stuff. We're not talking about good quality cuts of meat at all. That's going to force the discussion to change.
Yeah, we're not talking about what's served in the school system today and calling that meat. Man, I can't even get started. We'll take up two shows talking about what's served to our kids in the school systems across America today. I live in the Midwest. I live in Wisconsin. We've got access to beef everywhere. We've got access to great beef and great high-quality dairy. But the school systems are locked into these federal mandates on what they can serve to your kids. Yeah, that's what not – Dr. Sean is not talking about that garbage.
No.
He has another website, Carl. I implore everyone to check out this website. Go to meatheals.com. Meatheals.com. That's a website connected to Dr. Sean, and that's all it is testimonials of people eating beef as a main food group and showing the results.
Right.
And he's posting them nonstop. He's posting them literally every single day on Instagram or Twitter or on his Facebook page. And he said he's bombarded with it 24/7. Well, so is Mark now. But Mark Bell's coming on. Mark's book's called The War on Carbs. And he's the first one that I'll tell you he loves carbs. And he doesn't think they're the enemy. It's the fact that it's turned into 60 to 70% of what people consume in a day. It's some form of processed garbage.
So I was just thinking about this morning. And I'm going to talk about something that actually we have to take a break. We have to take a break. But I promise you, this is going to be worth sticking through the break. I want to talk about something that nobody talks about. I can tell you how you can determine if you're eating the right amount of carbs for your body.
Well, that's going to be huge.
And it's not the way you think. It's not from a glucometer. Watch. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
We lose a lot of people during the commercials on the Facebook Live. But you know what? Right now, the only Facebook Lives I'm doing is the Come At Me Bro episodes, and those are commercial-free or commercial-break-free, I should say. Occasionally, I will pimp something.
Right.
And, you know, so you can't hate me for that. Those of you who would prefer a commercial-break-free version of Superhuman Radio, you can become a patron at Patreon for $5 a month and get every single show with the commercial breaks removed. So you can just listen to the information and not have to fast forward. So think about doing that. If you,
that's a really great deal. $5, it takes – that's not even – you can't even buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks for $5 now.
It takes me literally a half hour just to produce the Patreon episode.
Yeah, I know how valuable your time is. That's that they're getting it for nothing.
People are like, "Oh, that's just a half hour." It's like, yeah, I know it's just a half hour, but to me, a half hour, I can get like six different things done at one time in a half hour.
Agreed.
So Mark Bell was just messaging with me, by the way. I'm excited. So anyway, he wanted to know my height, my weight, and a good shipping address. So I have a funny feeling I'm getting a maybe a slingshot and a hoodie and a book. Okay, so how can you tell if the amount of carbohydrates and the carbs that you're eating are good for you? We're going to have to get a little gross here because you have to look in the toilet and look at your poop. Okay?
Which people don't ever think about.
No one wants to look at their poop, but your poop tells the truth about what you are eating and whether or not it's good for you. So your poop should never be mushy. It should never look like custard. Okay? You shouldn't have to sit there wiping for 30 minutes to clean up. If you are, you're eating the wrong foods and the wrong amounts of those foods. Your poop should always be solid. It should either be small balls, or if you take long periods of time in between bowel movements, those balls will be pressed into a long turd. But you'll see them, that they're balls pressed into a long tubular-shaped turd. That's what your poop should look like. Dial your poop in, and you will dial your health in. If you're eating 300 grams of carbs a day and your poop is coming out mushy and like custard, back your carbs down until it gets solid, then stay there. That's the carbs you could, because the mushiness is evidence that you're not digesting and assimilating it. Another bolt of lightning for your brain. When poop floats, you know why it floats? Because there's fat in it. Undigested, unmetabolized fat. So if you're on the keto diet and you're eating, 300 grams of fat a day, and every time you take a dump, it floats, back your fat down because you're just wasting it. Let me give you an analogy. I have hunted for most of my life. I haven't hunted more recently, but I've always reloaded my own shells. Do you shoot, Tim?
Yes, I do. I love
it. Okay. So when I was working on a new load for a 30-06 or a 44 Magnum, and I wanted a hot load, I wanted a load that had high muzzle velocity with a very heavy head, so it had energy invested in the target, whatever I'm shooting at, right? When I thought I had the load set up, it was firing right, I'm hitting the target right, I would bring a sheet, a white sheet, my mother used to go crazy, to the range, and I would put it out about 15 feet on the ground, about 15 feet in front of where I was shooting, in front of the muzzle of the gun. And I would shoot 5 or 6 shots, and then I'd go look at the sheet. If there was unspent powder, little black, looks like pepper, on that sheet, that was unburned, unused, did not contribute to the muzzle velocity of that bullet. I backed my load down. I backed my load down until I was getting the maximum muzzle velocity, great accuracy, but no wasted powder on that sheet. Look at your bowel movement in the same way. It's telling you a story. If you're eating a lot of fat and your poop is floating, you're pooping out a lot of the fat. It's not contributing anything to you.
Except, that's fascinating.
Yeah. And if you don't have a good solid bowel movement where you can take a toilet paper and 1 or 2 wipes and you're done, then you're probably eating way too much carbohydrates, not meat. Meat will solid you up. When you eat a lot of red meat, a lot of chicken, a lot of eggs, you tend to get a little more difficult having a good bowel movement because it gets solid. The right combination of carbohydrates, cruciferous vegetables, and so on, and meat will produce the optimal bowel movement. It'll either be solid balls or those balls will be pressed into a tube-shaped turd, and that's your diet. Your diet is on the money now.
That's fascinating.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
It's very, very disgusting at the same time.
I know. I know. You could talk about abortions easier than you could talk about, I'm not looking at my poop. I don't even want to see it. And it's telling you a story.
The only time you hear about it is if somebody eats corn, or God forbid they ate too many beets the night before.
Yeah.
And then in the morning they have a panic wipe.
Yeah, they think they're bleeding. I know, right?
From the inside.
I'm bleeding. Yeah. Somebody just said this morning, if corn and peanuts are supposed to be food, then why do they come out the same way they go in?
I saw that because it's true. We all because everyone's been through that. But of course, in America, there's this. What you said is hit it right on the head. You could talk about abortion, no problem, in a group of people. But you bring up something we have to do, no matter if we like it or not, and yeah. People don't want to talk about their poop.
Yeah, it's the funniest. It's the funniest phenomenon I've ever experienced.
That's super important. It is. It's super important. Hey, we were talking about pain earlier and opioids, and I would be remiss and very upset with myself if I didn't mention one of our sponsors. Not to be a sponsor shill and just blow this program up with our sponsors.
Well, I did call the show Big Pimpin'.
You're right. We prefaced it ahead of time. I just don't want to bombard everybody to death. But the H Hemp Company, what a fantastic CBD product they have out. It's a hemp-based product, full spectrum. It works.
Yeah.
That's what I can say about these guys. I'm not going to go on and do a 10 minutes about them. But I've used, and like multiple people have got back to me and told me, multiple people in our audience have used CBD products, hemp-based tinctures, creams, and didn't see the results were terrible, to be honest. Right? You're one of them. And we told the CEO of the company, Ashley Grace, that exact same thing, saying both of us have used those products.
I was never impressed by CBD products before.
Right. We both use cannabis. We're adults. We know most people have.
Right.
They've tried. And everyone's looking for a pain alternative. But man, I can tell you for sure that these products work. It reduced my pain. I've had back issues for 20 plus years. It's nothing. Are there people worse than me? Of course there are. I was in a three-wheeler accident. I've got a black spot in my spine where there's supposed to be something there and there's no longer something there. And it acts up now and then, you know? And I'm looking for any alternative. I don't want to gobble up ibuprofen. I'm definitely not going to take anything strong. I'm not going to take any opioids. That's never going to happen. I'm going to avoid them like the plague the rest of my life. But using these H-Hemp products, they work for me. And they're working for our audience because people keep buying them and they keep telling Ashley Grace about it. And they're sending me messages saying, Tim, you guys definitely aren't being a shill for a product, because I felt bad even mentioning products. And they're saying they work. So that's all. What else can we tell people?
It worked for me. And I told you that. I've never understood what people saw in hemp products.
Yeah.
And then I used this product and I actually felt pain relief. This is before my surgery. I used it. And my foot used to hurt all the time. And the only other, and I told him that, I said it on the show, the only other thing that made that happen was real cannabis. And he said there is a small amount, like a legal amount of THC in his product.
Right. And that's something that, like Ashley had told us, and other suppliers have told us that we've been vetting, that they've made THC-free products, but nobody can find one that works well enough. Actually, that you can notice when you take the product. They're going, it's not doing anything. We can make one without it in it, but it doesn't work. So then you're being disingenuous, and we're for sure not going to put them on Superhuman Radio.
Right.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
Well, I had to take one off so quickly. We had orders, and they never got filled because I put it up and I took it off because I started getting people who were saying, it's not doing anything for me. I was like, okay, great. I got to stop. That's why I wanted to try H Hemp's product first. And then he explained it to me. He said, you know, nature made this to work a certain way. Removing the THC, all of it, 100% of it, makes it not work properly. You just need a tiny little bit of THC in there to activate all the other compounds and make them do what they're supposed to do. And the product works. And you don't feel any psychotropic effect. You don't feel high. You don't feel buzz. You don't feel woozy. But clearly, it makes pain go away. I mean, the pain relief from his product was as good as my initial experience with experimenting with Kratom a year or so ago in California.
That's powerful and I agree. I agree with the same thing. That the product works. So what else can we say? You know, I'm not going to be some big
shill. The only thing I don't like about Kratom is it makes me prone to motion sickness in cars. I can't take it and then get in a car and drive because I feel this sketchy feeling.
You're not the only one who has said that. And I'm somebody who deals with motion sickness. I mean, terrible. It's not something that I talk about lightly, because I have one of those cases where when it hits me, I'm done. It's over. Nothing's going to make it go away. Nausea overcomes me and everything bad happens after that. And I've got one of my sons has the same thing. He takes after dear old dad in this terrible side with motion sickness. So I've been leery of Kratom for that reason. Because anything that's going to enhance that feeling, I'm out. Yeah, I mean,
makes me feel terrible. I just want to, before we close the show, I just want to mention something. We're going to close the show in about 5 or 6 minutes. We will have a new page at superhumanradio.net, and it will be a page for coupon codes only.
Yes.
If you're thinking of buying something, you see something on the internet, you're like, oh, I'm interested in that. Check this page first. See if you have a coupon code to save you money. But more importantly, the show gets a few pennies then from your purchase that you were going to make anyway. So help the show out. You know, we currently have, let's see, do I have it here? Yeah. So we have Thrive Market. ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio. Get $60 worth of free organic grocery credits and free shipping. H-Hemp, we just mentioned. SHR, using the code at HonestHemp.com. Or Google H-Hemp Company. Using the code SHR gets you 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. X3 Bar has got the deepest discount. If you use the code Superhuman50, you save $50 off. Butcher Box, use the code SHR and $10 off and free bacon. And we will have more. We've got a lot more that we're adding to. We got that Keto Mojo meter that we're going to be adding for those of you who are tracking your ketones.
Very soon.
We're going to have a coupon code for bulksupplements.com. I love them. So we will have a coupon code page at superhumanradio.net, and I'm asking people to just check it out before you buy to see if, in fact, A, we can save you money, and B, you can actually help the show, because it's a win-win situation when we do it that way. It really is.
Right. Just to throw this out there really quick, too, to the audience, we're trying to put sponsors on the show. Our goal is to put sponsors on the show of products you're using or you're going to use already.
Right.
We can stand by and say these products work. They're legit. There's no fly-by-night companies here. How long they stay around with us, that's their choice. But we're only putting people on the air. We know there's a legitimate product, legitimate services. And ultimately, we're trying to save everybody money. Right. And I think so far we're doing a really good job of it. Because
well, you're doing it. This is all Tim. Tim is doing all of this. I mean, I'm not doing any of this. Tim is doing it all.
Well, I appreciate it.
So which also means this. If you think there's a product out there that we should have a relationship with on the show because you use it, you plan on using it, you know a lot of people who use it, you think it's a legit product, then send an email to onair@superhumanradio.net and I'll forward it on to Tim and we'll build a relationship with them so that you can save money and we can share in the benefits.
Absolutely. That's our ultimate goal here. We're trying to put products and services that people want to use that's going to help improve their life, not just some new gizmo or the latest, greatest pro-hormone/steroid alternative. We've already shot multiple of those options down.
Yeah.
I can't get started on that topic. I'll go on a rant for a half hour.
And I think people are tired of hearing us anyway right now. So let's do this. Let's pull the plug on the show. I'll be in California and Los Angeles the rest of the week presenting at the Human Potential Summit, the first annual, more to come. I'm very, very excited that they invited me. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to hear everything that you learn at this summit and the people that you're going to network with. I mean, this is the epitome of what this show is about.
Yeah. Human potential and exploiting it. All right. Well, so I'll see everybody with live shows come Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. Take it easy, Tim.
Bye, guys.